Turn with me to the book of Micah. Now, if you don't know where that is, that's right after Jonah and just before Nahum in the Old Testament. You know, sometimes, even I sometimes will have to go look at the table of contents. I know where the book is somewhere, but you know, those minor prophets all run together back there. Now, actually, Micah was a contemporary of Isaiah and Hosea and Amos. They were all prophesying during the same period of time. Now, you may wonder why they call some major prophets and minor prophets. Well, the reason is because some, like Isaiah and some of them, they were what you would consider major prophets, like we have today. We have some, we have a lot of ministers, but some that are a little more known than others. It's sort of the same way. Now, Micah brings a sternly rebuking type message to Israel because they messed up again. Now, he also puts himself in that position with them and joins with them in taking responsibility. And when he speaks in the first person tense with his message to Israel, but it's for Israel, but he puts himself in there with them. Now look at Micah 7:8 in the New Living. Micah 7:8 in the New Living. See, I told you Micah so you could all turn there while I was giving that little introduction there. All right, here he says, "Don't gloat over me." See, he's really talking to Israel, but he's putting himself in there. "My enemies, for though I fall, I will rise again. Though I sit in darkness, the Lord himself shall be my light." Now here he's speaking of himself, but it in the context, he is speaking to Israel. He's telling the enemies of Israel not to brag, not to be so excited. The enemies at that time was Babylon and Edom, and not to celebrate the downfall of Israel. He is saying that even though they're down, Israel has fallen, he's saying most assuredly they will arise. He declares that the Lord himself is the light that will enable Israel to get back to where they're supposed to be with God. Now, at this time, they had experienced some setbacks in their spiritual, national, economic areas of their lives. But the prophet here declares that they're going to make a comeback. Their Israel will rise up again triumphantly. And so if you want a title for this message, it would be, "You Can Make a Comeback." So what does all this mean to us today? Have you ever noticed that life is full of problems, trials, and tests? I mean, they're all around us, aren't they? You don't have to go looking for them. They'll find you. Come on now. You know, and all of us have to make a choice about how we deal with these situations, trials, troubles, all this, the stuff that comes to us. Now, these things can get you down and keep you down, or you can fight back with God's help and rise up above them. You know, I've noticed this in life, that people have a problem and they don't survive. And yet others have the same type of problem and they come back and are stronger and better than they were before they went through the trial or the tribulation or the situation. Anybody ever notice that? That some people, you know, and I see this sometimes in families. You'll see it. they've experienced negativism and bad upbringing and all kinds of things. One of the siblings goes on and becomes very successful, while a brother or sister or whatever, they never get out of that situation. They never become successful. See, to overcome setbacks, you have to program yourself to say, I'm going to make it, rather than giving in and quitting. Now you say, well, why are you talking to us like that? Because in the life we live today, and what I see today as I travel around, I see people succeeding and I see people that are down. And I'm talking about Christian people. I'm talking about people that love God. But they are not coming back. They're just sitting in their misery. Doesn't mean they're not born again. Come on, how many understand what I'm saying to you? Remember, Israel didn't get to go to the promised land, but God didn't turn them out. They just didn't get the promised land. How many of y'all have noticed that there's people that are born again, even spirit-filled, that are just sitting, making it just day by day? There's no joy in their life. There's no victory in their life. Anybody know people like that? Yeah, we all do. But the problem is they have never determined to come back. You know, I guess I was programmed this way. My mom and dad told me, said, son, you can be and do anything you want to do with you and God. I told my kids, I told Craig that. Every night before when I put him to bed, I told him that, and Denise also. I said, with you and God, you can be do anything you want to do. You have to program yourself to go with the positive instead of the negative. Have you ever come across people, I'm talking about Christian people, and you start talking to them and everything out of their mouth is negativism? Come on, let me see your hand. Yeah. You know, you get to where if you see that person coming, you try to go the other direction. Anybody know why? Anybody with me? Come on now. Some people can be that, I guarantee you. She said, like a thorn in your flesh. But every time you see them, they've got a sad tale to tell. And yet other people that are going through the same type of situation that person is, their positive attitude, I'm going to make it. I'm coming out of this. You see, you got to program yourself to think positive and not dwell on the negative. Too many people dwell on the negative and not on the positive. You know, everybody knows my saying, my motto, I cannot be defeated and I will not quit. That doesn't mean that I haven't lost some battles. That doesn't mean that I haven't been down, but I never quit. And if you never quit, you come back. This is an attitude that you have to cultivate. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. See, if God is for me, no one can stand against me. You know, people admire people that come from behind. You know, we see a team come from behind and win a game. It looks like it's all over, but they come back and they win. You know, today you may be not winning. You may be facing a setback, but that doesn't have to be the end of the story. Let's go to the rest of the story. Now, some of you know that. How many of you know the rest of the story? Paul Harvey always had that. Hey, I want to always have, this is the story, but let's go the rest of the story. I may be down today, but I'm not out. You see, a person that understands who they are in Christ will bounce back. Look at the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul is a great example of somebody that bounced back, that came back, that had a comeback attitude. Look at 2 Corinthians 4. Go to 2 Corinthians 4, okay? I'm going to read out of the New Living today, the NLT, okay? And then I'm also going to read the same verse out of the J.B. Phillips New Testament. All right, let's see. People on the front row look like they about found it. All right. 2 Corinthians 4:8. We are pressed down on every side by troubles, but we're not crushed. We're perplexed, but not driven to despair. We're hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we're not destroyed. That's the New Living. The J.B. Phillips says, we are handicapped on all sides, but we're never frustrated. We are puzzled, but never in despair. We're persecuted, but never have to stand it alone. We may be knocked down, but we are never knocked out. Now, the original, not the New Living, but the original Living Bible that came out first says, we're pressed on every side by troubles, but not crushed and broken. We're perplexed because we don't know why things happen as they do, but we don't give up and quit. We're hunted down, but God never abandons us. We get knocked down, but we get up again and keep on going. Sounds to me like Paul is facing some situations here. You know, Paul admitted, hey, some things did happen in these verses of scripture. He said, we are pressed down by trouble. We're perplexed. We're hunted down. We're knocked down. Hey, those things did happen. He said they did. But look here. Look here now. Come on, stay with me. Look at this. Paul said some things that didn't happen in the same verse of scripture. He said, we're not crushed. We're not driven to despair. We're never abandoned by God. We're not destroyed. You know, I like that in the Living Bible. We get knocked down, but we get up and keep on going. You know, just the other day, I was watching the other night. I always usually watch ESPN or one of the sports channels. That's about all I ever watch, in fact, unless I sit down with her and watch a Hallmark movie. But this guy, he in the first round, he got knocked down and he got an 8 count, but he got up and he came back and won the fight. That's what Paul is saying here. Knocked down, but not knocked out. Paul didn't let a knockdown stop him. He had some setbacks, but he also had a comeback. Turn to your neighbor and say, you may have setbacks, but with God, you can come back. Come on now. That's a good saying to remember. That's something to remember. Anytime that things don't go right and you're having a difficult situation, don't sit there and begin to say, poor old me, what am I going to do? You begin to say, I'm coming back. Me and God, we're coming back. This thing's not going to get me down. I may be down, but I'm not going to stay down. I'm coming back. Stronger and better than ever. Now look at Paul, his setbacks. In Damascus, they planned to kill him, but he escaped. Got let down by a basket. At Lystra, he was stoned, left for dead, but he come back. At Philippi, he was beaten and locked into prison, but he got come back. On the way to Rome, he was shipwrecked, but he was saved. On the island of Malta, he was bitten by a deadly poison snake, but he rose up, healed, and preached and had a revival there. In fact, I was just there. Well, on this last trip, we landed for a few short hours in Malta to introduce the book that had been printed in that language, and we were there for, oh, I don't know, about 6 hours or so. But you see, he faced some stuff. None of you been stoned yet. Now, some of you may have been. We may get stoned verbally because of what we believe. But you see, hey, we're not down. We come back. He was resilient. He bounced back from every one of these situations. He bounced back to preach the gospel. Some things may happen to you, but remember, there's some things that have not happened. You may be under the gun and you may be under pressure, but it hasn't crushed you yet. You may be confused and puzzled, but it's not driven you to despair. Remember, you may feel like you've been abandoned, but God is always there. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. You may be knocked down by life's problems, but you're not destroyed. Say it with me. I can always come back with God. Man, I like that. We may have a setback, but there's always a comeback. Amen. Hey, I don't know about you. That excites me to know that no matter what happens, I'll come back if I don't quit. If I keep believing in what the Word of God says and I keep believing God. You know, you know who made the greatest comeback of all times? Jesus did. Revelation 1:18 says, I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and death. The contemporary English says, I was dead, but look, I'm alive forever and always. I have the keys of death and the grave. Jesus said he was dead, but he came back. He had a comeback. He was thrown on the cross. It looked like it was all over. It looked like the devil had won. But you can't determine the outcome of a situation by looking at what it looks like. We need to learn to let go of what it looks like and start believing what it can be. Just when the enemy, the devil, thought he had won, the power of God broke that grave wide open, and Jesus had a comeback. Hallelujah. He was dead, but he came back to life. He was in the grave, but he came out of the grave. He humbled himself and became the Son of Man. But God highly exalted him to become the Son of God. He made a comeback from death. And you can make a comeback from death. It says we were dead in our trespasses and sin. But when we accepted Jesus Christ, we came back. We had a comeback. Anytime the enemy comes in and is destroying you, you can have a comeback. And right in the middle of your hardest situation, it looks like it's dead. It looks like it's over. It looks like you're gone. Hey, the power of God can come into that situation and shake that situation like he did that grave. And Jesus came, had a comeback. You can have a comeback. Glory to God. I don't know. I like this sermon. Look at Colossians 2:13, New Living. You were dead because of your sins, because of your sinful nature was not yet cut away. Then God made you alive with Christ, for he forgave all your sins. He canceled the record charges against us and took away it by nailing it to the cross. In this way, he disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities. He shamed them publicly by his victory over them on the cross. We were dead in sin, but now God has made us to come back alive through Jesus Christ. We were guilty, but the cross gave us a comeback. We were under the rule of Satan, but Christ raised us up, and now we rule in victory. It doesn't matter how many, I like this. It doesn't matter how many moves the devil has. God has one more. Doesn't matter how many moves, how many situations the enemy wants to throw at you. God has one more. God always has one more. Hallelujah. You know, today it's possible for us to be, how always have a comeback. You know, I wished I'd have brought one here. But you know, a basketball, if you drop it, it bounces right back up to you. If it has the right amount of air in inside of it. Why does it bounce up back to you? Because of what it's made of and what it has on the inside of it. You can take that same basketball and it don't have no air in it, and you drop it and it's going to lay there. But if it has something in it, which is air, and you drop it, it bounces right back. Come on now, stay with it. Here's where you get the comeback power. Right here. Do you know what you have and what is in you? The Bible tells us we are born again. We are members of God's family. We are a new creation in Christ. We were created in the image and likeness of God. We are the righteousness of God in Christ. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We are victorious in Christ. See, that's what we made of. Now, here's what we have inside of us. Here's what we have that causes us to be able to bounce back. You see, that basketball, it's made of that rubber, but unless it has something on the inside called air, it's not going to bounce back. Here, it shows you, tells you who we are, what we made of in Christ. But now we have to get a hold of the fact that what we have inside, what we have in, we have the Heavenly Father who promised to take care of us. We have all the great promises of God. We have the Holy Spirit, which is the greater one, living on the inside of us. We have the name of Jesus to use against any situation. We have the spirit of faith. I believe, therefore I speak. Paul talking about the spirit of faith. We have, like I said, the name of Jesus. All of these are already deposited within us. We have everything we need inside of us to bounce back. You know, some people are waiting around for some special move of God. Thank God for a special move of God, but you don't have to. You can be by yourself, deserted somewhere. You don't have to have a special move of God. All you got to have is what's on the inside of you. What's on the inside of you? The Spirit of God, the power of God, You got, and this is why it's important for you to read the word and get the word inside of you. So when the problem comes, the word comes out. That's bouncing back. That's the way you bounce back, with the word. Come on now. Anybody with me? You know, now a lot of people waiting around. Oh, brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so going to come and they lay hands on me. We don't have to wait for some special person to lay hands on. Thank God for that. That's good. But you don't have to wait for somebody that has some person that has some special gift to lay hands on you. You can bounce back yourself. You know, some people are waiting. They want some extraordinary experience. Hey, you've already had the extraordinary experience. When you were born again and Jesus Christ come to live on the inside of you, you already had that. You know, most of the time, knowing what God has made you to be and what God has put inside of you makes the difference on whether you make a comeback or a setback. See, we need to believe the promises of God. We need to declare, I don't care what's happening, I'm coming back. Psalms 37, 23 says, the Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand. It says, they stumble. You may stumble, but God is there with his promises to hold you up. When you're going down, throw your hand up and say, put your trust in God. Say, I may be going down, but I'm coming back. Come on, God. See, use our faith when we're in the middle of every situation. See, some people only use faith for healing or, and especially they're talking about finances. But listen, we use our faith in every situation. I use my faith. You can talk to my wife. We were going to Walmart just a few days ago up there where we were. Going to Walmart, get some stuff, take it back to the cook. And I just said, okay. I mean, it was crowded. It was really crowded. I mean, the parking lot was full all the way down to the end. I said, Lord, I need a good parking place. Thank you for a good parking place. Somebody said, well, why'd you do that? Well, those people got them hand in the natural. They got a handicap sticker. I got something better. I got the Spirit of God, and I just believed God. And sure enough, I went around again. She said, "You're going around." I said, "Yeah, I'm going around again." I came around. Just as I came around, a car came out right there on the other side of the handicap spot. I got it. See, use your faith for everything. That's why I tell people all the time, if you're going to make comebacks, you got to learn how to use your faith in every situation. Anybody getting this morning? See, you know, look at this in Proverbs 24, 16. For the righteous man may fall seven times and rise again. New King James, New Living says, they may trip seven times, but each time they will rise again. It doesn't say that the godly person won't ever fall. But it said, if they fall, they got to come back. If they have a setback, they got to come back. It's possible for us to make a comeback from a setback. Now, this is a little something somebody wrote. I don't even know who wrote it. You may be surrounded with problems and lack. Everything may look impossible. All looks dark and black. But God says it won't be as it looks. It will not be a setback. Lift your head. God is here to help you make a comeback. Amen. I don't know who wrote that, but I like that. How about you? It says here, everything may look impossible and all looks dark and black. I like that. Then the last part says, lift your head. God is here to help you make a comeback. Amen. Praise God. This morning, all I tried to do is stir you up to realize that I don't care. We all go through situations. We're all having setbacks. We're all having situations, but we don't have to sit there in them. We can come back, or we can bounce back. Like I was talking about that basketball, it bounces back. Listen, let me tell you something, friend. I've had many opportunities to sit down with a setback, but I'm still up here. I'm still going, and I'm still bouncing back. And I will always come back, because the Word of God tells me that I will never fail if I trust Him to the fullest extent. If you'll trust God, He'll make you come back. Amen. Bow your heads for just a moment. Heavenly Father, I thank you today that as we look into your Word and realize that we always can come back. And tonight, today, if there be one person in this room that has a setback and has turned and not doing what you want them to do, they've turned away from you, may they have a comeback. And Father, if there's anyone here that does not know you as personal Savior, they can have you as their personal Savior today. With heads bowed and eyes closed, anybody in this room, you say, Pastor, I have let setbacks keep me from living the life of God that I should live. Are you here and you say, I've never accepted Christ, and I need to come and accept Him? Let me see your hand. I want to pray for you. You say, I need to come back. Or I need Christ. Let me see your hand anywhere in the room right now. Anybody, anywhere. Thank you, Lord. Father, I pray if there's anybody here that does not know you, I pray that they will accept your Son Jesus. Praise God. Now, if you're here and you're born again, you're Spirit-filled, but you are experiencing setbacks and you want a comeback, I want you to stand right now, wherever you are. Don't be afraid. If you're experiencing setbacks and problems and you want to come back out of them, well, I see two people standing, so that means everybody here is nobody's. I think we got some more people that need to come back. You're experiencing setbacks right now. If you're experiencing any kind of setback, I want you to stand up. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Heavenly Father, I thank you for each one of these that are standing. They're bold enough to stand up and say, I'm experiencing a setback. But now, Father, I thank you right now that they would get a hold of the Spirit of God inside of them. And rise up and have a comeback. I know that many of you would like somebody to lay hands on you. You don't need anybody to lay hands on you. You need your own self. This is the Spirit of God saying. He's saying to you, you need to your own self reach up and grab my anointing yourself without anybody touching you, without anybody saying anything to you and laying hands on you. You reach up and say, God, I am taking the anointing for a comeback right now. The anointing for a comeback is on me right now. It's coming on me. Everybody in this audience is sitting there. If you're filled with the Spirit, begin to speak in the Spirit right now. Begin to speak. Handalo basitalo mosheli. Mansele bekes in the lomboko shombrosa. Come on now. Reach up. Let the anointing flow. That anointing will flow into you right now where you're at. You don't have to have anybody touch you. The power of God is always there for the comeback. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. Everybody stand with them and let's begin to pray in the Spirit right now. Thank God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. How many of you realize that you don't have to have some extraordinary experience to have a comeback? All you got to do is tap into God. Hallelujah. What do you got?
You can make it. You can make it. Hold this trial. You're going through. God's gonna show you just what to do. You can make it. Oh yes, you can make it. 'Cause I don't care what's going wrong. God won't let it last too long. You're not in this thing alone. You can make. Make it. Oh yes, you can make it. This trial you're going through, God's gonna show you just what to do. You can make it. You can make it. I don't care what's going wrong. God won't let it last too long. You're not in this thing alone. You can make.
He had that song, but that says everything that I said, didn't it? That sums everything that I said up in a nutshell, right? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, I trust that you received something this morning that you can take with you. Praise the Lord. Glory to God.